Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Alan and Alan's Hometown Hero is our focus this morning. We're going to meet a hometown hero, and it is someone that is on this show, a friend of the show quite a bit, but we're not going to introduce that person just yet. Emily Smith here from Alan. Alan, Emily, it's great to meet you. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
It is great. So you're one of those people that work in the tall building over there on Route 3.
That's it. I think David Williams, the managing partner of our office, like to say we're the tallest building on Route 3. It's just Alan and Alan.
I go by the building every morning on my way in here, and I think I often think of David. Now I'll have another face. At Alan and Alan, what is there a certain type of case that you handle in court?
Absolutely. So we do personal injury cases that can range from just your run-of-the-mill car crash or motorcycle crash, tractor-trailer collisions. We do traumatic brain injuries, medical malpractice, premises cases, you know, like slip and falls, things like that. Really just any situation in which someone has been injured through no fault of their own and they need help and representation to get the compensation that they deserve.
Do you like being in court?
That's the only reason I became an attorney. Of course, my clients don't particularly like going to court, so our ultimate goal is to be able to get a resolution without the need for that. But yes, sir, I love throwing on a suit and going into court. That's why I do what I do.
We're going to talk a little bit more as we go along this morning about what Alan and Alan provides and does in the area. But we every year talk about hometown heroes, and what was it, 20 overall hometown heroes announced just recently, and a number from Fredericksburg.
Absolutely. So it was 20 hometown heroes this year. This is our 13th year doing this. We started back in 2010 as a recognition and celebration of our 100th year at the Allen Law Firm. So we initially did, I think it was 100 hometown heroes the first year that we did it. And then, of course, it's been 20 every year since then. So the 20 that we have this year, I believe 5 are from the Fredericksburg area. We've also got one incredible individual from the Stafford area. Yes, sir.
Well, and what's so interesting, there's the one hometown hero that we'll identify shortly that's in with us, but it's always so interesting to me that the people chosen, I had not heard of them or even any of what they did, and I feel like I know a little bit about what goes on in as far as nonprofits and things in the area. But there are a lot of things going on, and I know that's what this is all about, just to spotlight groups that we might not know about.
That's exactly right, and I think, you know, a common tenet among all of our, you know, nominees from the beginning to now is that these individuals are out there doing the work that matters to them, that matters to our communities, and they're doing it without recognition. You're not seeing these individuals on morning shows all the time. You're not always going to hear these individuals on radio talks like we're doing now. They're just out there doing the work that they need to do for our communities, and so we, as a firm, wanted to take a step and connect with these individuals, spotlight these individuals, and really give them the recognition that they deserve, in addition to making sure that everyone in the community is educated about what these people are doing and the differences that they've made.
I can't imagine how difficult it must be for the nominating committee that has to sit and go through all of the applications.
Absolutely. I do not envy any of those individuals. I have not had an opportunity to sit on that committee yet. We have a variety of different programs that we do at the Allen Law Firm, including a scholarship committee for individuals who have overcome some major obstacles in their lives. So I've been on that committee, and it's not an easy job either. But the Hometown Hero Committee, they have a whale of a job in front of them, and they did this year when they announced our Hometown Heroes at the end of June.
It is pretty exciting to see. Like you say, in some years when you bring some of the local winners in, I have heard others, but they all say the same thing of, this isn't why we do it, and I never consider myself a hometown hero.
And those are the individuals that deserve the recognition.
Yeah.
You know, just as much as everyone else out there. So we're happy to do it, and we're happy to be here today to talk about those winners.
Not including the person we have sitting here. Do you want to run down who some of the local winners are in this region?
I'd be happy to. So let's start with Eric Barnes. This is, again, this is one of our Fredericksburg hometown heroes. Mr. Barnes runs the Equipment Connection in Fredericksburg, which is designed to help connect people with disabilities to equipment that assists them to both live more independently and live happier lives. So it's a really great organization, and Mr. Barnes is obviously one of our great hometown heroes this year.
Congratulations to Eric Barnes. Again, that's a group I had not heard of, but you read about it and you just think, what a great need there is in that area.
Absolutely. And I think, importantly, you know, Mr. Barnes, he is in partnership with the Disability Resource Center, which is, they supply much needed medical equipment to those who need it. And importantly, you know, given everything with climate change that's going on, he does a huge nod to sustainability. So he cleans, repairs the donated equipment that otherwise would just get thrown into a landfill. He makes sure that gets into hands that need it. So it's a really great organization.
Yeah. What else you got?
All right, Madeline Edmonds. Reverend Edmonds is a wonderful individual. She's founded the Neighbors in Need organization, which is designed to help the homeless populations not only find affordable housing. This is what I love about this organization. She doesn't just get people in houses. She gives them the resources they need, education training, life skills training, make sure that they have access to good, clean food and water. And she does this, and their organization does this, across the spectrum without thinking about race, ethnicity, gender, religion, all of that. So she's out there, especially in the Prince William region, making sure that she gets people those resources that they need.
Yeah, good stuff. Okay, what else?
We got Phyllis Mills. Miss Mills is a really great individual. She's being honored for her heroic selflessness. And this is a crazy story, but some of you may have heard. On April 10, 2022, she woke up to find her house on fire. Obviously a very bad way to start your morning, but importantly, she woke up her husband, they rescued her sister, who was on oxygen and awaiting a lung transplant. She ended up going back inside to retrieve her dogs, and unfortunately, she was unable to make it out, but that's an individual right there who, you know, recognized there was an emergency. She did everything she could to get her family out of her home, so, you know, our hearts go out to her family, but she obviously deserves recognition as a hometown hero.
Wow. Yeah, I remember that from the spring. What else you got?
All right. We've got Roger Reynolds. Is a former CJ's Thumbs Up Foundation following the loss of his daughter, unfortunately. To combat the stress of the family's experience when they have a sick child in the hospital, he provides meals to those individuals from all the way from Richmond to Charlottesville. So they provide, like I said, food, but also emergency financial assistance to these families during those difficult times. And he's been doing that for over 10 years. So that's an incredible organization and individual who I think, like a lot of our hometown heroes, have turned what would be, you know, just one of the most traumatic, if not the most traumatic events in their lives, into something positive for those around them.
And one more, besides the person we have here with us.
That's right. Yep, we're saving the best. We've got Hamani Saraf, and this is our Stafford hometown hero who's been giving back since, I think, she was 5 years old. I mean, this is an individual who's dedicated her entire life since she was probably too young to even understand exactly what it was, the impact she was having. She has, you know, done things at Ellie's Hats, which is a nonprofit dedicated to fighting childhood cancer. She's been distributing Christmas gifts since at least 2014. She's raised money for first responders. She's really done, you know, I think the whole spectrum of what it means to be a hometown hero and what it means to be a member of our community and dedicating their lives to making this a better place.
Those the ones in the region who won, but like you say, they're 20 overall, some in the Richmond area, some in Charlottesville.
Yep.
And just a great group of people, and well done to Alan and Alan if you want to see the write-ups on everybody, you can go to alanandalan.com.
You can, and you can see it not only for this year, but for years past. I think it goes back, you know, maybe I think all the way back to the very beginning. So you can see some great bios, and, you know, I tell anybody who has an opportunity or is feeling that they need a little inspiration or motivation to get out there and do something, go look at those bios. These people, it blows my mind that every single year we're able to just bring in, you know, 20 more individuals that have been able to make our community a better place. And you'd think after over a decade of doing this, we'd start running out of people. But Ted, it's just not the case. Every year, the crop of individuals that we recognize are just as great, if not more so, than the group beforehand. So we appreciate the opportunity to recognize these great people.
Emily Smith with Allen and Allen here this morning. Allen and Allen's Hometown Heroes is our focus. AllenandAllen.com, again, if you want to see what's going on. When we come back, we're going to meet the hometown hero that is in studio with us. It is a familiar voice, and we will unveil that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Allen and Allen's Hometown Heroes are our focus this morning. Emily Smith from Allen and Allen here. We have talked about just about all the regional winners of Hometown Heroes. But Emily, I will let you introduce who we have in studio with us this morning. This person is known by many in the region and a great choice.
That she is. It's my privilege and my pleasure to introduce Ann Klockner, who is the Executive Director of Legal Aid Works, which is an incredible organization. She's going to tell us a little bit about that, but I think it's important to recognize that, you know, we as lawyers and as members of the general community think, okay, if I need legal representation, that's something I'm going to be able to get. You know, we know public defenders, we know that there's a constitutional right to be represented in a criminal proceeding, but what about all those other cases? Mm-hmm. What about family disputes? What about domestic violence? What about landlord-tenant disputes? You know, do you have a constitutional right to be represented? And the answer is no. So Ms. Klockner here, she does everything she can. She's dedicated her career at this point to making sure that she can fill that gap and that void. So very happy to have you here. Thank you for coming.
And thank you for the honor.
Ann Klockner, it is, what a great choice. I don't know how long I've known you, but we met shortly, I think, after you came to town.
Yeah, so that's 11 years.
Wow, okay. And
every day it seems shorter than that and longer than that.
Sure. How did you get involved in what you're doing?
I got involved very early on because that's kind of why I wanted to go to law school. I wanted to fill a need that wasn't being filled. So I went to law school already thinking I wanted to do public interest work. When I was in law school, as I think most people can relate, you find a mentor, you find somebody you want to be like when you grow up. And I found a really inspiring lawyer who was an adjunct professor. He was a practicing attorney in a legal aid office, and he came into our law school to teach a clinical course so that the students could get experience. So I was in my second year of law school representing people in bankruptcies. My third year, I was going into court representing domestic violence victims to get protective orders. It was so much better than law school. I was hooked because I wasn't just doing book learning.
Yeah.
I was really helping people with their problems, and it also made law school a lot less possible to complain about because my clients were having real world problems, and so me whining about how expensive my law school books were wasn't gonna work, and so it gave me a motivation to do the work that I was doing because my clients needed that. So I was hooked right from the beginning. It's kind of like a puppy that gets imprinted on whatever caregiver they have.
Yeah.
So for me, Mark Kaufman was the person who inspired me, and I just wanted to be like him. And it was just easy to be inspired every day to go to work because clients needed us. No one else was going to help. As Emily very, very beautifully put, our mission, there's no right to a free lawyer when you're poor and you have a civil legal problem. So that's a gap I wanted to fill. And it was inspiring to be around other people who had that passion.
Well, and you have taken it upon yourself to impart that passion on so many other young lawyers around here.
Well, I've told them, everyone who works for us, I said, no matter what you do the rest of your life, if you stay with us, that's great. If you go on to somebody else, you're now inoculated with a serum that makes it impossible for you to ignore this. You have to, wherever you go, either volunteer and do pro bono or donate to a legal aid organization, because you, more than anyone else, understand what the need is out there and how difficult it is for legal aid organizations to meet that need.
Whether we've done shows with Jazz for Justice or no matter what we do with other lawyers who are at other firms who work with you, everyone. I mean, you have really drawn the community in, I think, taught us all about what legal aid works and the needs that you have, and we really saw it during the pandemic.
And I think a lot of people, because they hear the Miranda warnings on TV,
you
have the right to an attorney, mm-hmm. you have the right to, if you cannot afford one will be provided. Everyone just kind of thinks that you have this free lawyer popping up out of the shrubbery to help you, mm-hmm. No matter what your legal problem is. And the fact is that a lot of people go into court every day all over this country, into civil court, and they get chewed up and spat out, not because they don't have the law on their side or the facts on their side, but because they just don't understand a very complicated system. So it's important for us to let people know that exists, that gap exists. There's lots of lawyers out there. There's one lawyer for every 346 Virginians. But in a poor person's point of view, there's only one legal aid lawyer for every 7,000 poor Virginians.
Wow.
So that's the gap we're always trying to fill. And the more we can make people aware of that, the better, because it will, I hope, inspire lawyers to assist people who need that help. And that's why I'm so grateful to Allen & Allen, because it's not about me. It's really about what work our organization does, and an opportunity to lift that up, to lift up the incredible staff that we have in our office to do this kind of important work.
Well, and your incredible staff does work from your office is over on Lafayette Boulevard, but you're in courtrooms as far as Culpeper, the Northern Neck, and that's a lot of courthouses.
Yeah, that's 51 courthouses.
That's a lot.
17 counties, 3 county courts in each county. So I did the math, and it's actually 51 courts that we're trying to cover right now with just 6 lawyers.
6 lawyers.
That's right.
And just how you have to pick and choose is got to be heartbreaking.
It's triage. It's just like emergency rooms without enough doctors. So you have to say, do I handle this gunshot or do I handle this heart attack? You can't do everything for everyone. We try to prioritize working with domestic violence victims and people who are facing homelessness. Those are our main priorities. But we always are trying to do as much as we can with the resources we have. And we're actually pretty good at doing a lot with a little. So even though it may seem like, that's just too overwhelming, you do what you can with what you have. And that's what I think most of the people on the list of hometown heroes, I'm a little embarrassed to be on that list because I feel like a slacker compared to all these other people. But everyone tries to see a need and meet it regardless of where they start. They have to start somewhere, so they just pick up and they just do something to meet a need. Because, as Emily said, you'd think you'd run out of hometown heroes. There's never going to not be a need that needs to be filled, and there's never going to be people who won't see that. And they're just going to try to meet that need. It's inspiring and fun, and it's a good way to earn a living.
I think the one word, I think that just about every time we get together and do a show, which has been frequent and was very frequent during the pandemic, and we'll get into that as we go along this morning too, but justice is really something you always talk about.
I think it's baked into who we are as Americans. We say that we pledge allegiance to the United States of America. And what the last three words of that pledge are is justice for all. It's not justice for rich people. It's not justice for people who can afford an attorney.
Yeah.
Our ideal is to have justice for all. We aren't quite there yet, but we're always trying to perfect our imperfect union. And this is one of the ways we're always trying to do that is, I think most people respond to the idea of being fair, to have a level playing field. It's one of the things we love about working with Allen and Allen in the community, because they look out for the little guy. They're representing people who are at a disadvantage if they were unrepresented because they've been injured. And usually they're facing a corporation or maybe an insurance company or somebody who's much bigger and more powerful. And so the Allen and Allen attorneys come in to level that playing field. It's a fundamental need that we all have to not be taken advantage of because of some other force that has nothing to do with our situation, because somebody else has more money or more resources.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's great that Allen and Allen lifts up people in the community, because that's what they do anyway, every day in court.
And we should say that, I didn't know this until this spring when we did an Allen and Allen show on Hometown Heroes and nominating people, that I didn't realize that the David Williams, who was here that day with Allen and Allen, is on your board.
Right. He comes up with so many very quiet but very effective ways to serve the community. And yeah. I think that's what Allen and Allen really does well is they are obviously great attorneys. They obviously do a lot of good in the community while they're doing their jobs. But they also very genuinely try to be in the community in other ways. So the scholarship program that Emily mentioned, the Hometown Heroes. Mm-hmm. But each individual attorney comes up with a way to serve the community in other ways. David is very involved in the United Way. Mm-hmm. That's actually how I met him originally. And he's been on our board for many years, and he is a quiet, very self-effacing, but effective community leader, because he just rolls up his sleeves and gets stuff done.
Ann Klockner, Legal Aid Works, legalaidworks.org, the website to find out more about what Legal Aid Works do. She is one of Allen and Allen's Hometown Heroes. Emily Smith from Allen and Allen also here. We're going to take a break and continue on this morning. Again, allenandallen.com if you want to see a list of all the winners of the Hometown Heroes program this year or other years. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 831.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
It is Allen and Allen and their Hometown Heroes program. 20 Hometown Heroes in Virginia selected, and we have one of them in here today, a frequent guest, Ann Klockner, with the Legal Aid Works, legalaidworks.org, the website for Legal Aid Works. She is one of Allen and Allen's Hometown Heroes. She's in studio along with Emily Smith of Allen and Allen. Emily, to have two attorneys, this is kind of cool to have two attorneys here. So I'll let you can question my witness here.
Absolutely. I don't think it's going to be quite that contentious. But before we get started, I do want to thank you, both Ted and Ann, for your kind words about the firm and what we do in the community. Of course, you know, we're in great company with others who, you know, devote their lives and their careers to making, you know, the world a better place. And especially in the context of what we're talking about now, is making sure individuals who do not have access to representation or any sort of right to representation, that we help navigate these very complex, these convoluted and intentionally difficult to navigate, yeah, you know, avenues. So thank you both for that. But over the break, we were talking, you know, it is interesting to have two attorneys in here. I will admittedly say that I have a way less experience year-wise than my colleague to my left, but she's right. You know, the pandemic has had a real impact on the legal system. When I started at Allen Allen, it was at the end of 2018 in September. So my first real full year at the firm and you know, the real practice of law out in the real world was 2019. So I got just a very quick taste of what that landscape looked like before.
You poor thing.
All of our lives changed in 2020. So yeah, there's been, I'd say, a pretty big backlash, Anne, wouldn't you?
I think what I noticed more than anything else is a system that already was a little difficult to navigate for a low-income person became even more difficult. First of all, at the very beginning, if we could recall back in 2020, which seems like a million years ago, there was a shutdown, just a complete shutdown. What did that create? That created a lack of opportunity for our clients to get help. But it also put off hearings, like, for example, domestic violence hearings were extended. So all kinds of delays don't necessarily help. Sometimes they help, but most of the time they're putting somebody at a disadvantage. The other was access to the courthouse. So it was more difficult to navigate the rules that each individual court came up with. We are used to, as lawyers, understanding that every judge is different, but the clients really had to come to grips with the fact that their rules in each different courthouse were going to be different, and even in each different courtroom were different. As I said, we're used to that, but I think it was an eye-opener for a lot of people that there wasn't some kind of big uniform, this is our mask rule, or this is our COVID rules or whatever. Each individual patchwork of rules were presented to people. And I thought that was really confusing for people.
I absolutely agree.
And I would have loved for some kind of statewide approach, but it was, again, very piecemeal. And that's just the way that most courts like it. They like their own control over their own courtrooms. So I thought that was a challenge for people because they had to already figure out different rules, and now there were extra rules that they had to figure out.
Absolutely, and I think you mentioned at the very beginning, it's the delays, and you know, especially for the clients that you're working with, and these are already individuals that are going to need to be in the court system. You know, fortunately for the vast majority of our clients, they might never see the inside of a courtroom. I mean, if we're able to negotiate a settlement and deal with the insurance companies, and everybody comes to the table and can be reasonable, which of course isn't always going to be the case, but we might not ever have to go inside a courtroom. Our clients may never have to stand in front of a judge or a jury, but that's not the case for your clients, right? I mean, they've got, you know, protective orders that they need, custody disputes. They've got, you know, they're in the process of being evicted from their home. And so they've got these court dates that they're given, and they'll come to these court dates. They're already in a very unfamiliar process and a very complicated process. They don't know the rules, the masking mandates. What if they're turned away at the door? What if, you know, their case gets called and it has to get continued? So not only are these people unfamiliar place, complicated process, they're already having to take off work for that initial appearance in court, and then the delays occur, so they're having to take off work over and over and over again. So it's really had a pretty harsh impact on this particularly vulnerable set of individuals out there. So I think you're absolutely right.
Well, and I remember when Ann and I were talking just about how each court facility is so different. Some are more modern and a little more open, but others are kind of tiny. And, as far as distancing and all, in some places it was difficult to do that.
Absolutely. And it's still, I mean, some courts, I think this underscores exactly what we're talking about. Some courts are still requiring social distancing. Some are still requiring masks. Others aren't. So there's really just no uniform understanding of what to expect when you're walking into a courtroom. And then again, you couple that with the already unfamiliar process and, you know, the scary topics that these people are trying to address, these issues that they have, it's been really difficult. And overall, just the delays in and of itself, I mean, we're talking about civil cases here, right? That could be a personal injury case, like what Allen and Allen does, domestic violence, a protective order. These are all civil cases. So when COVID hit and the court had to stop hearing cases, you know, this backlog, they had to deal with these criminal matters first. I mean, this is someone's liberty, you know, the speedy trial issues. And so all of these civil issues, even though they are obviously very, very important to mm-hmm. these individuals, life-changing to these individuals, they were all put on the back burner. So I think courts are still, I mean, you'd agree, they're still digging out of that massive, massive backlog.
There's no question.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, and that has created its own issues mm-hmm. Just in terms of our clients' resources. You know, they don't have unlimited resources. I don't think anybody does. A lot of people don't have unlimited, but especially with low-income folks, it's difficult to not resolve an issue. That takes time and energy and money and attention.
That affects the very basic needs that they must meet, like housing and safety and, yep. and food. Absolutely.
Yep.
Do you have any other questions for my client?
I do, Your Honor. Thank you, or sir. So I wanted to talk a little bit about how we can give back. So, you know, and again, you know, Hometown Heroes is about identifying and recognizing and really promoting the individuals that have gone out and into these communities to really embody the five core values of the Allen Law Firm, and that service, care, community, compassion, and family. And so, you know, as we sit here and we talk, and as you as a listener, you know, are hearing everything that these people are doing, including Anne, what can we do to help? I know I always, whenever I meet a hometown hero or read these bios, I always find myself, what can I do? What more can I do? So Anne, tell us a little bit about how the listeners out there and anybody, lawyer or not lawyer, can give back to the community and help this this organization that you're in charge of.
Well, I love that question, and I always love answering that question. I just really, all the years that Allen and Allen has been doing Hometown Heroes, I've been using that list to contribute more to the community because it's just so many compelling mm-hmm. people doing compelling work. So every year I'm always thrilled to look at that list and discover more people that are doing wonderful things in the community. And now it's part of our job to make sure that people know how to how to help us and help our mission of equal justice. So go to our website at legalaidworks.org. You can click on the donate button. We always need individual cash donations are great. Any amount is fine. We have an Equal Justice Society, which is a monthly giving. If you feel like you can give $5 a month, $10 a month, that is always a really wonderful way to help. We also have in-kind donations. So you can go to the Give Help button on our website. What is it that lawyers need for doing our work? And that is office supplies. Boy, oh boy, do we go through paper. So you can just deliver like a ream of paper to our office or some pens or file folders or sticky notes or any kind of office supplies. We've had organizations do fund drives where they just gather all the, you know, they put a box in their lobby and they just say to everybody for the next month, bring in office supplies, and then they come and give them to us. So it's something like that that would just help our budget go a little further so that we wouldn't have to buy all the office supplies that we normally have to keep our office open, like a legal pad and, you know, things like that
and
that
pens,
you normally
of course.
Would associate with that. So we're really grateful whenever anybody gives us a donation. Another thing that you can do is come to Jazz for Justice, which is our annual fundraiser with University of Mary Washington. That is November 5th. This year, it's always on the first Saturday of November. There's sponsorship opportunities. So if you have a business that wants a little bit of exposure out into the community, you can go onto our website and find out more about sponsorship opportunities as well.
What about volunteer opportunities? So, you know, of course, if you're an attorney, you could potentially donate or volunteer your time to help relieve some of the burden that you and your other colleagues have. But what about somebody that's not an attorney? Is there any way they can help?
Sure. So the both are really needed. We have a strong need for pro bono attorneys, somebody who'd be willing to take a case for free. We have in our 17 counties about four lawyers who do pro bono for us.
Wow.
And that's not enough. So we really do hope that other attorneys would be willing to take at least one case a year. That would be great. We also have opportunities for other volunteers, people who are not lawyers, who love organizing things, filing, you know, answering phones, things like that, just the basics of keeping an office going. We always have that opportunity as well.
And if you don't mind, so obviously donations can be made through your website.
Uh-huh.
You've already said that now. So when it comes to the physical donations, can these donations be sent to any of the three offices?
You sure can. Another way to do that is just to give us a call and say, I'd love to come by. Can I make an appointment to come by and drop off whatever donations they have? So,
okay.
Yeah, the best way to do it is just to call us.
And the same for the volunteer opportunities. Just pick up the phone, give a call, and I'm sure there's got to be no problem on the other end accepting
yep.
any help that can be offered.
And Give Help is the button to click on our website, and there's actually a volunteer form that you fill out if you're interested in volunteering, which gives us an idea of what your availability is, what your ideas are for what you think you might like to volunteer. There's a whole list of things that we need help with on that volunteer form. So go to legalaidworks.org and click on Give Help.
I so wanted you to ask a question that I wanted to object to. I wanted
feel
to say,
free.
I object. I object.
So many things we do are objectionable.
LegalAidWorks.org, again, is that website for all that great information. Again, AllenandAllen.com to find out more about the Allen & Allen Law Firm and Hometown Heroes. Emily Smith here from Allen & Allen and Klockner with Legal Aid Works. We're going to take a break and wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff this morning. Allen & Allen's Hometown Heroes always is. Emily Smith from Allen & Allen here, from Allen & Allen, is here along with Ann Klockner with Legal Aid Works. I have an Ann Klockner story, Emily, that I just think illustrates Ann's just her whole outlook and heart toward all of this. Was a few years ago before a hurricane came. Ann calls me up and says, would you like to come over and do a video? I think it would be interesting. I think it would be good for the community to get an idea of if we have a really severe storm, how to prepare, what documents you need to make sure
Absolutely.
That you keep safe. And it's just those kinds of things. It was just kind of, we did it, and it was a great video. And I learned a whole lot, but it's just those kinds of things of always just kind of looking out for the community, and that's what you continue to do. It's not always just the law and order kinds of things with you, Ann.
We're always figuring out what can we do to knit ourselves into the fabric of the community. What is it that a lawyer with our civil legal issues can do to help people? We love going out into the community. We love doing clinics and Know Your Rights presentations, things like that. So I think a lot of people hear about criminal law. They see it on mm-hmm. cop shows and things like that. And so I think most people wouldn't understand how important and life-changing a civil legal issue can be. They obviously know about the criminal aspect. So for both Emily and me, I think the civil world is where we interact with the legal community. And I think that's actually a pretty interesting area of the law.
I didn't look this up, but I know, and I hope you have the information, Emily. If you don't, we'll both say we did some. Usually, either for a squirrels game or somewhere, there's a chance to honor. You honor the hometown heroes. Is there something like that going on?
That's exactly right. And yes, I do. I brought that information with me.
Thank you.
I'm going to get a gold star for that one when
yes.
I get back to the office. But yeah, so Allen and Allen hosts a hometown hero party. And I think it's really three different locations. We do one in Richmond, we do one in Charlottesville, and of course we do one here in Fredericksburg. And that's going to be at the Fredericksburg National Stadium with the Fred Nats. That's
yep.
this Thursday, July 28th. The game's going to start at 7. We're going to have access to the stadium a little bit earlier than that so that all of the hometown heroes and their families can come. There's going to be drinks, there's going to be food, some other fun, you know, baseball-esque games, and of course, there's going to be the game itself. So if you have an opportunity to come out on Thursday, We're going to be recognizing all of our local hometown heroes, the ones we talked about at the beginning of the show, including Miss Klockner sitting here. So take a moment if you can and come out and see them, because again, you know, it's important for us all to not only recognize, but to educate others about what these people are doing out in our communities. And what a better way to do that than at the Fred Nats.
Yeah, great thing. Again, this Thursday, the 28th.
That's right, yes, sir.
And so that's a chance to honor all of these. And again, just a number of them in this area, all that they do. We focused on Ann this morning, but everyone, you go through that list. Mm-hmm. And again, thanks to Alan and Alan for what you have done. I remember this started years ago as something for the 100th anniversary. And at the time, I remember thinking, this isn't going to be hard to just stop. And you've continued it on and just great stuff, because you are. You're educating all of us.
I think that's right. And, you know, when this first started, that was back before my time. I was still, I don't even think I've gone to law school yet. But it's my understanding that we started this program, again, to recognize the 100-year anniversary. And I'm not sure anybody really thought that it was going to keep going for year to year. I mean,
yeah.
We did 100, you know, to recognize 100 great individuals in our local communities. But I think once we saw the impact that it had, how important it was for these people who really don't do this work for recognition to actually be recognized, and the exposure that they were given, mm-hmm. and the motivation and the inspiration that came along with that. I like to think that, you know, by putting all this out there and showing everybody in the community what a difference just a small one individual can make, that spark that can ignite, you know, the fire for justice and the passion for making sure that everybody's lives are a little bit better every single day. I mean, that's what Hometown Heroes is about. It's these small people or small individuals that don't get this recognition to be able to say, look what these people are doing. Thank you for what you're doing. And it's just an important opportunity for us to be able to do that.
And for those of us who just think, oh, what can I do? I mean, you've explained, Dan, is something as little as I could drop off a ream of paper to Lafayette Boulevard, mm-hmm. or some pens, stuff like that.
And there's no question. And I think that's what I've always enjoyed about Alan and Alan's focus on this is what is the word they're using, hometown. You know, we have a community here, and we all know different aspects of it, but where are the people who are doing the best for the community? Fred Rogers used to say, you know, when you're in the middle of a disaster, look for the helpers. Mm-hmm. Look, you know, try to find out who are the helpers in the community. And I just love that they are focusing on that every year. I'm horrified that I'm on the list because it's just, I don't like the spotlight on me. I want it more on our organization. But I recognize that it's really great to lift up people in the community so that we know who's out there doing wonderful stuff.
Absolutely. And I think we can all recognize that, you know, the world's changing, changes every year. I mm-hmm. mean, you know, in the wake of the pandemic and everything else that's going on. You know, and I think it's in these times where we have to recognize that there does remain a constant, and that is that there's always going to be people out there who have dedicated themselves, their lives, their money, their time, their attention, taken away from other things in their life that matter to make sure that other people have what they need, are safe, have food, have housing, have legal representation when it otherwise wouldn't be available. So there is a constant, and it's easy to lose sight of that, I think, especially in the midst of the craziness that's been these past couple of years. But if we all just remember that there are good people out there and that we can do something good, even if it is, just like you said, Ted, donating a ream of paper, some legal pads to a legal aid works office.
Yeah.
Every little bit matters. Every little bit helps. And I think that overall is what Hometown Heroes is about. And that's what Legal Aid Works is about.
This Thursday night, July 28th, at Fred Nats Stadium was a chance to honor the Hometown Heroes for this area. Emily, it's great to meet you. If I ever have to go to court, I want you as my attorney. Or if I need someone to co-host the show, I want you.
Well, thank you,
sir. This has been a lot of fun.
I appreciate it. It really was a great opportunity. I was a little nervous at first, but I think it went pretty well.
Oh, I think this was really great stuff, and a great choice as always on everyone, and especially my friend Ann Klockner. And congratulations. I know you don't want to make it about you, but to you and the organization doing great stuff in the community.
I really appreciate it. Thanks so much to you and to Alan and Alan.
We will talk soon. Emily, thanks to you too.
Thank you, sir.
AlanandAlan.com, the website. Thank you for listening. Great stuff this morning. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.